I'm Ben Servin. I was, I believe, 27 years old in August of 1966. I was a graduate business student completing my MBA program. I think I was one course away that summer from having my degree. I finished up my studies in August of 66 and got my MBA that month and went on into law school from there. Looking out the window, could see periodic puffs of smoke coming from the top of the tower, but did see one or more students down out in front of the tower. And at some point, a state trooper came onto the floor and entered the classroom. I'm not certain whether he took up the firing position from there or the room next door, but it was right essentially where I was. So he opened a window and had a rifle with him and was returning fire. His fire was reduced once he started receiving return fire. So I think that part of it was very effective. Very clearly see the shots hitting the tower and that wall around the observation deck. That was very clear to be seen. It was really surreal for something like this to be happening on a otherwise normal day. I don't recall having ever even heard of anything going on like this before that incident. Unlike today, where I think we're always looking over our shoulders a little bit to see whether there's some terrorist trying to do something, there was none of that thought back in those days. I was not, I guess, intimidated by this situation. I guess I viewed it more with curiosity. It's maybe a morbid curiosity to just see what was going on and how people were handling themselves. I've got mixed feelings about the campus carry situation. You always run the risk with young people of somebody getting tanked up or high on something and not using proper judgment and having ready access to a firearm. And on the other hand, it could be a deterrent to people who are trying to do something they shouldn't be doing.